We'll call the meeting to order. We'll have a pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We could have a moment of reflection, please. Okay, roll call.
Councilmember Herman?
Here.
Smith?
Here.
Block?
Here.
Brandenburg? Absent. Bowman?
Okay. Council, you have the agenda in front of you. Is there any additions or corrections to the agenda? If not, is there a motion to approve the agenda as printed?
Make one correction. I found that admins.gov/tech is listed on here twice.
Yes.
For the payment of bills.
Okay.
Excluding that, I didn't see anything else. I'll make a motion with that correction.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Brandenburg?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Herman?
Aye.
Block?
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Okay, mayoral comments. Welcome to your Bluegrass City Council meeting, and we hope the meeting will be informative and beneficial. We do ask that you silence your cell phones and our pagers. We want to hear from you, but we ask that you wait to be recognized. Please state your name and address and make your comments brief so we can keep the meeting on task. In an effort to keep the meeting on task, please limit your comments to several minutes and allow the person speaking to finish uninterrupted. Thank you. Next is public forum. This is time set aside for comments from the public on topics of city business other than those listed on this agenda. Please understand the council is not likely to take any action on your comments at this meeting due to the requirements of open meeting laws, but may do so at a future meeting. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to address the council? Seeing none. Next item is consent agenda, items 1-3. Any questions about the consent agenda? Not, is there a motion to approve the consent agenda?
I make that motion.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Smith?
Aye.
Block?
Aye.
Herman?
Aye.
Brandenburg?
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Next is fire department report. I got a call this evening from the fire chief. He is stuck at work, so he will not be here. I can give you a couple brief things, but he is going to email his report to City Hall, and then they'll email it out to you. To start with, you may have seen it in the news. Obviously, Scott County and Muscatine County are under a strict burn ban. If you get caught burning, you will be cited. There's no warnings. You're going to get a ticket. That being said, yesterday we had a grass fire in Revelle's Edition, and then we had a super big cornfield fire north of Locust Street in the country. The one on Locust Street was a 3-department fire. So that put our call number, with the two we've had today, that's put our call number since the first year up to 63 calls already.
So did it just burn the grass and the corn on the fields? No houses or anything?
No houses, no. We were able to save
no
the house
or
and the buildings. No animals, no people.
Somebody threw a cigarette out.
What is it on me tonight?
Other than that, our training, we were trained this month on hose rolls and hose advancement. So that's part of our year training. Any questions for the fire department, about the fire department? If I can answer them, I will. The next item, the Knox box, rapid access. We're in the process of getting all that handled. If we could just leave that on the agenda, and I'll have Brian get with us. A Knox box is basically what we'll use for school, because there's so many, a lot of times there's different keys. There's so many different keys, so we'll have a box that we can go in and program in a code, and we'll get the key right on scene.
There's not just one key to open that school? That's dumb.
Yes. So, any questions? Next item is park board report. You have that report in front of you. I know Mr. Herman was here, so he could probably answer any questions for you.
If Dawn was going to come here, she must have come up. Yeah, if you have any questions, I was there. Whole 3 out of 5 new team members, so looking forward to it.
Okay. Next item is police department report. You have that in front of you. Any questions about the police department?
Brief synopsis of what?
Yeah, they had, so far for the month of February, we've had 34 calls of service. For the month of January, we had 106 calls. Three administrative calls, two lost animal calls, 12 business or residential checks, one domestic situation, eight public service, four traffic hazards, three traffic stops, and one welfare check. So far for the month of February. Any questions? Okay. Next item is ordinances and amendment. Item number 8, second reading, waiving of third reading and adoption of ordinance amendment 2026-01, reference an amendment to amending ordinance designate an area of Bluegrass, Iowa as the 2021 Bluegrass West Business Park Urban Revitalization Area. Council, we've had a reading on this already. Is there any questions about that? Other than that, I would entertain a motion to approve that.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Black?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Herman?
Aye.
Brandenburg?
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Is there a motion to waive the third reading of Ordinance Amendment 2026-01?
I make that motion.
One second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Smith?
Aye.
Black?
Aye.
Herman?
Aye.
Brandenburg?
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Is there a motion to adopt Ordinance Amendment 2026-01?
I make that motion.
I will second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Smith?
Aye.
Black?
Aye.
Herman?
Aye.
Brandenburg?
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Okay, next is item number 9, first reading of Ordinance Amendment 2026-02, amending Chapter 6.20, regulating the number of number and type of animals, or type of livestock and other animals within the city limits. This is quite lengthy. Council, you have had a chance to review this, and obviously you sent it for the first reading. Is there a motion to approve the first reading? This is also on file on our website too, as well.
Because we all got this last month, or last meeting, and so I assume there's no changes.
There was no changes that I know of, other than there was a couple of verbiage in there, but.
Isn't there only four houses that qualify?
There's four hobby farms.
Right.
That qualify in the city limits.
My only question is there a reason that we are charging a $100 fee for a hobby farm?
I believe that's just what Ann come up with from other cities and what they do for it, and that's where we kind of went with it.
Okay.
That's an annual permit, correct?
That is correct. And I believe with the permit, then that gives us the right to go down there and evaluate and inspect the property yearly to make sure that it's not something that's getting out of hand and that the animals are being stewarded like they should be, being within the city limits of Bluegrass.
Okay. That seems reasonable. $100.
So if there's a problem with them taking care of the animals, we can shut them down?
That would be correct.
Okay. Because we had that problem before.
We will shut them down, but we will have more than just us involved in it at that point. That's when you would call in animal control and animal welfare, and everybody will be involved in it at that point, which would become quite a sticky situation, I would believe.
We had that problem though before, didn't we?
We didn't have a problem with stewardship. We had a problem with abundancy and the amount of at the time the person was using shipping containers as
right
as barns and animal storage, which is also against the city code. Any other questions?
No.
Is there a motion to approve the first reading of that?
I make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Smith?
Aye.
Herman?
Aye.
Black?
Aye.
Brandenburg?
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Okay. Next item is nuisance abatements. Obviously, the weather's turning to the good, so we will be back at our nuisances. I've had a meeting with the chief of police on nuisances this year and how we're going to change things up. I have put Chief Meyer the lead on nuisances, and he will work with Public Works Director Jim Meyer, and they will get the nuisances, and we are going to take care of them in a timely manner, or we're going to issue citations. We're not going to have the situation that we've had in years past, because what we're finding is we send somebody a letter, they make a valiant effort to clean up, and they think they got us buffaloed, and then they turn around and it turns into a mess again, and it seems to be a revolving door. And I told him, I said, we're not going to keep wasting employees' time and City Hall's time to draft letters and send people over to take pictures and all that kind of stuff. We're going to hit it head on. That is actually the same thing that I've mentioned to Chief Meyer over the safety trail and the bike trail. I'm getting way too many calls in the evening and on the weekends for e-bikes and I don't know what they call them, single wheel electric things and then the electric scooters.
Oh, they're not allowed on that?
Absolutely not. Motorized vehicle is motorized vehicle. We had a big argument over this and I went and looked at it. A motorized vehicle is a motorized vehicle. So if it's an e-bike, it has a motor on it. It's an electric motor, but it has a motor. And if you're going to allow an e-bike on there, which is an electric motor, then you need to allow an electric golf cart on there, which we are not going to do. So I told them cars, e-bikes, anything with a motor on it, we're not gonna discuss it. We're gonna issue citations. Anybody that doesn't have their golf cart permit this year, citation. The other night, I watched it with my own eyes, standing in my driveway. A kid was coming from the north, headed south on Mississippi Street, and he's driving right down the center of the road, and he's going in and out of the lines like this on an e-bike in the dark, no lights on the bike.
Oh no.
So I told Mike, I said, this is done. We're done with this. We're going to start enforcing the rules and that's it.
Don't they need light? Can they even drive at night? It's like a golf cart, isn't it? Dusk, they're done.
Well, the big problem is, and there's a lot of people that are throwing a fit about it now because basically if you buy a new golf cart now, it comes with headlights, taillights, turn signals, brake lights, a whole nine yards. So they're starting to think that they can run these golf carts after dark. But state code, and which Bluegrass follows, says no.
So I see the scooter tonight,
the dark.
He did have a headlight on it.
Yeah.
Well, one of those standing things that you stand on my way here. That's not right, right? Okay.
It's no different than a bicycle after dark.
Is there being update to our code to address some of these things? With
yes, we're working on right now that as soon as we get the rest of the information, it'll go to the ordinance committee for e-bikes and them wheel scooters and all that stuff. But yes, yes, sir.
What if there's lights and taillights and all that in the golf carts? That's, yeah, they don't go as fast as the side by sides,
but the code says daylight to dusk.
Same with the side-by-sides?
Nope. Side-by-sides are different because the city doesn't govern side-by-sides. The side-by-sides and the ATVs and UTVs are governed by your county registration. So if you don't have lights on them, we can stop you and issue a citation. So it's just it's governmental. I mean, I got the same feeling that I know you have right there looking at you, but there's nothing I can do about it because... And that's like these ATVs and UTVs that are running down the roads, you know, from all over, out in the country, here and that. It is what it is. There's nothing we can do about it. So, any other questions? Okay. Next is policy and administration, item number 11, clerk's report. You have any questions about the clerk's report? Allow me. Penalties, January penalties. 87 accounts were assessed a penalty totaling $435. A total of 15 delinquent letters were sent out totaling $1,335 that were due 2/2 of 26. All paid within the The date, with the exception of four accounts, liens are scheduled to be placed after 30 days.
And I just put four on today.
Four liens on today.
For garbage.
For garbage.
Out of those that didn't pay.
All of us dated 12/19.
Yep. So, and just for everyone's information, obviously, you will know the city of Bluegrass was contacted by the auditor. The auditor from the state of Iowa will conduct the city's audit the week of March 2nd. I've turned over the books for the fire department to the auditor already, and Ann has sent that in there, so they have all that. The other thing is, obviously, you know that Ann's been working on the budget, and that's coming up a couple items down. Any questions about the clerk's report? I wish I knew, folks, what to tell you about how to make people pay a $16 or $17 a month garbage bill, but I just can't. I can't give you that answer.
So a lien, if they sell their house, yep, money from the sale has to lien, go to the city, right?
If we place a lien on someone's house, the house cannot be sold until the city receives their money, depending on the amount of liens that are on the property. Okay, you understand what I'm saying by amount of liens? So if there's, let's say that the city's lien is $500, but there's five other liens on that house as well that are higher than ours is, we're going to be the last ones to get paid. But we will be paid before the house is sold. In fact, when they're in closing, the liens have to be paid before the closing can happen of a house.
Oh.
Now, if we turn it over to the state, which we do after a certain amount of time, then that means that person cannot receive a tax refund, cannot win money at the casino, cannot sell their property. Chances are they won't be able to buy property without making that payment due to the city.
So the casino checks with the state?
I think it's already in the computer.
It's in the computer. Once you punch in their name in the computer to do it, bang, red flag comes up.
So they won't get the money they win until the casino?
They won't get the money they'll get the money they win minus what they owe the city of Bluegrass, and then the casino will send it to us.
They send it to
us? Well, they actually send it to the county, and then it comes to us. Yes.
Wow. And no tax.
And the ones that you see here from long ways out, which really isn't bad considering it's May of last year, those are ones that
come out of taxes.
Yeah. Or they vanished and we can't find them. Okay. Any questions? Next item is item number 13, fiscal year 26-27 budget timeline. That'll be taken care of in the next two.
You skipped 12.
I'm sorry. Oh, grant proposals. I'm sorry, item number 12, grant proposals. I know the park board, we're going to put in for the pickleball courts again for the park board. Other than that, I don't know of any other grants at this point.
I think it's going to be split up. I think this way we did end it in the fall too. A grant for pickleball courts and a grant to fix up Fridley Park's building that needs some updating. So it's
which park?
Fridley
Park.
The restroom building?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, it does need work?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now that's locked up in the winter, doesn't it?
Yes. It's locked up at night, too.
Yeah, drained. Anyways.
Okay. Now, next item is item number 13, fiscal year 26-27 budget timeline. That'll be further down here. I guess I don't know why that's there, but which brings us to item number 14 is setting the public hearing, special meeting date for the proposed tax levy for fiscal year 26-27 for April 1st at 2026 at 5 p.m. I'll need a motion to approve that.
Make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Bluegrass? Councilmember Herman?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Black?
Aye.
Brandenburg?
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Item number 15 is setting the public hearing date, reference the adoption of fiscal year 26-27 city budget, which is also on April 5th, 2026 at 5:15 p.m. Why it's not on there, I don't know, but I know that.
Yes, and she sent that to us, I think.
Yeah, we got it in an email.
Yeah. Make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Herman?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Black?
Aye.
Brandenburg?
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Next is economic development, strategic planning and goal setting. I think we're waiting on to see numbers from Jim on these road patches we want to do and some other items, and obviously with the weather getting better and hopefully staying better, we can move forward and deal with some of those things. Questions? Next is comments, future agenda items. Anyone have anything? Okay, seeing none, is there a motion for adjournment?
I'll make it.
That's the slowest time out there.
Bob did it first and I did it second, or we either way.
Brandenburg and
okay.
Black. You did it second, you did it second.
Councilmember Brandenburg?
Aye.
Black?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Herman?
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
There.
Like
21 minutes, baby.
So you must have a granddaughter over there or something.
No.
No, actually. Unfortunately, I don't.